Most people don't know that having low self-esteem is an indicator that you have a shame wound and that your nervous system is dysregulated. Because low self-esteem comes from shame. It comes from a feeling of I'm not good enough or there's something wrong with me. So these are the two core beliefs that tend to go with low self-worth and with a shame wound. The reason this shame wound comes about is because at some point in our life, usually in our childhood, our worth has been determined by some external factor, or we've been criticized, abused, or neglected in some way. All of these foster shame and a sense of there's something wrong with me. We absorb this shame. It gets locked away into our subconscious because shame is a very difficult feeling to process, particularly if there's no one available at the time to help us process it. We're going to lock it away into our body and into our subconscious. And then beliefs are going to formulate around that, like there's something wrong with me or I'm not good enough. And then we're going to feel that as shame. We're going to feel that as low self-esteem and low self-worth. And this very much goes to the core of our identity. So we identify with these beliefs. Of course, they're not true, but we live as if they are. And we do really feel like, yes, there really is something fundamentally flawed with me. There really is something bad about me on some level. Until we start working through the shame, those beliefs are going to stay locked in place. So really healing the shame wound is the key to healing low self-esteem. We can't do this cognitively. We can't do this through thinking. I can't change how I feel by telling myself, yes, I am good enough and there's nothing wrong with me. It's helpful to hear that from yourself and from other people, but it's not necessarily going to change how you feel on that deep level. It's the shame wound that needs to be worked on, and the low self-esteem will go away all by